Welcome, 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 welcome to chapter 4 and the final episode on love. Oh wow, this was so amazing. I don't know, do you guys feel the same way? Because I literally enjoyed myself. It was very short and cute. If you want me to share more, please let me know. The final episode is Love in Adversity, Stronger Than Ever. So today we are diving into the power of love, and this is where the test of love comes into play. If you guys can go through challenges together and you come out of it, I promise you, that situation that you went through together will make your bond maybe 10 times stronger. And here are some of the key themes towards making that happen, right? Okay, let me give you examples. So this could be illness. This could be illness. This could be a loss of a job. This could be a natural disaster. Guys, I watched The Impossible just today. I have been feeling really sad because I got my little heart broken by a big boy. I'm just joking. I said that so maybe you could laugh or something. But yeah, I was feeling low. I was feeling somehow. And I cried because I'm in tune with my emotions and I flow like that. So I watched this movie, The Impossible, and I just started crying just from watching this movie. That's how like hectic it is. And you will not believe, this movie is based on a true story, so that's even what made it worse for me, because I was just trying to now see how these people went through that. It's about the tsunami that happened in Southeast Asia, which affected Thailand, Indonesia, India, a whole lot of other countries that side were affected, and I think over 250,000 people died. So there's a family that survived, and that movie, The Impossible, was made based on their story. So it is a love story. A family went to a holiday, and then the tsunami happened, and then the mom and the son got separated, and then the dad got separated, but he managed to find the other two sons. And then the movie's about them just struggling to find each other in the midst of the chaos. And the mom is the one who was hurt the most, but they were there together as a family, and they showed each other so much love, so much empathy, so much compassion. And then eventually they got saved, and you know, they got better treatment. But just how everything played out was hectic, and I realized that as much as I was feeling all the pain that I was feeling, there are real life situations like natural disasters, there is war, there is genocide, there's real life situations that people are facing right now, and these are stories of adversity. And I'm just wondering, in the midst of that, there are definitely couples together now that are suffering, going through all of that. And how will their love ultimately help them to overcome adversities? So, finding strength in each other during the difficult times. Finding strength in each other during difficult times. Seeing that challenge, it actually develops a deeper bond. And it also showcases the importance of resilience and hope. So that couple from the movie is an inspiration for me, because in that tough situation, they showed that love is a powerful force and you can overcome even tougher obstacles. Also, there is, what can I call it? You find strength in the vulnerability of your partner when you face adversities together and overcome those challenges together. So it's about growing. It's about what can happen within this relationship. How can we improve this? And yeah, this is a question to you guys. Have you ever experienced adversity in a relationship? It could be illness, it could be anything. I would like to hear what you guys have experienced. And if there's any like advice or maybe a testimony that you can share for the incredible strength and resilience of love, I'm really happy to hear that. Especially from couples that experienced hardships. So just remember, guys, that even the strongest relationships, they face challenges, but it's communication, it's love, it's resilience that can help the couple to stay stronger. I wanted to end on such a hopeful note to say, once you share your stories, I'm more than happy to share with the rest of the audience. Nobody enjoys adversity, but it is part of us, it is part of life, and as a single person, it's even worse to go through those challenges. So if you're in a relationship and you have someone, just work it out. Don't walk away, don't be a coward, don't be scared, don't be afraid. Work it out with your partner. Definitely work it out, give it a chance. So we've come to the end of this episode. Again, I'm happy that we covered chapter 4, and I'm also committed to providing you guys with content. And yeah, till next time. It's not gonna be long. I'm just wondering what the next chapter is going to be, because we spoke about love. I'm wondering, maybe we can talk about money, we can talk about finances. Share with me in the comment section what you guys think. Peace.